Who's there? No. What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. Oh, fuck. Now what? Sorry. I'm being rude, aren't I? Let's start over. Hello. Welcome to our village. Hang on. I'll come say hello properly. Don't worry. I mean you no harm. Yes, I am Alamia. It's rather rude to stare at a lady's tail. My eyes are up here. Yes. Keep looking into my eyes. Look at the pretty colours. Hold still for a little moment longer. There. You're not going anywhere now. Oh, just my luck. It's finally my turn for guard duty, and a fucking human wanders in. Nothing ever happens during guard duty. I dozed off for barely a second. What are you even doing here? No, don't answer that. I don't care. I have to figure out what I'm supposed to do with you. I don't want to kill you, human. But there's also no way I'm going to risk you revealing the location of our little village. Oh, shut up and let me think. And stop squirming or I'll squeeze a little tighter. Okay. I'm going to have to try to hypnotise you. We do it after mating, to make the human forget that they saw us. But I don't see why it couldn't work for other things too. In theory, if I can get you in a deep enough trance, I should be able to make it impossible for you to ever tell anyone about this place. I think. Unfortunately for you, I never actually hypnotised a human before. And I never really managed to put anyone in more than a light trance during practice. So, yes, you're going to have to cooperate with me. The alternative is... Look, I'd really rather not hurt you. But I will do what I must. So you damn well better make sure you do what I tell you. There's no point in trying to pretend either. I can feel your heartbeat. I'll know if you're faking. For what it's worth, I do hope this will work. Oh, don't worry, human, I'm sure it will. Probably. Let's get inside where it's a little more cosy and quiet. You know, this is really quite an honour. You're the first human to ever enter our village. You should cherish this, even if you won't be able to tell anyone about it. Let's get this over with. First, let me put you down on the floor. There. Comfy? Are my coils too tight? Good. I'm glad. Right. It's important that the human is comfortable and relaxed. So, look into my eyes. Don't be so nervous, human. Try to relax. I'm sure everything will work out fine. Look at me. Look at me. It's going to be okay. I promise. Just take a deep breath. There you go. Feeling better? There are worse things than having to look at my pretty green eyes for a while, aren't there? Yeah. And they're going to become even more beautiful soon. All right, here goes nothing. Look at the spirals, human. It's a light show. Just for you. Just
beautiful, isn't it? All of the lovely colours washing over you. So pretty. So fascinating. So mesmerising. Take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. Relax. Let go.
You're not behaving. Look into my eyes, human. And don't let me catch your eyes drooping again. Well, it's good that you're sorry. I will tell you when you can close your eyes. For now, I really need you to focus, okay? Focus. Focus on me. On my eyes. On my spiral. Look at all the different colours flowing out from the centre, flowing into you, filling your mind, looping over and over and over again. It feels good, doesn't it? It's okay if your vision's starting to get blurry. It's completely normal that the spirals are starting to blend into one, merging and flowing into each other as they keep flowing into your mind, joining into one giant whirlpool of colour. It's filling your entire mind now. A spiral is all you can see. Gently spinning and swirling, let yourself sink into it. Feel it caress your mind, gently massaging it, smoothing away all concerns, all worries. It's so comforting, so calming. So soothing. The spiral is drawing you in, drawing you down, and you feel so very good. You don't have to do anything at all. You can just relax, really let go of everything. It's okay if it's getting a little hard to think. There's no need to think about anything, really. You can just sink into the spiral. Just let go. Let me take over for a moment. Give in to this wonderful feeling. You can trust me. I will help. Just repeat after me. Her spiral is taking me deeper. I can't fight it. I don't want to fight it. I want to go deeper. I am going deeper. Deeper. Just keep repeating that last word. Falling deeper, deeper. Even this, it's hard to form even this single word, isn't it? Deeper. Trust me. It's so hard to think, so hard to speak. It takes so much. Just stop trying to speak. Stop trying to think. It's pointless. My voice is wrapped around your mind.
like my coils are wrapped around your body. You can only move what I let you move. You can only think what I let you think. Which is to say, at the moment, nothing at all. You've done very well. You can close those heavy, droopy eyes now. Very good. You can still see the spiral in your mind. Now, I want you to count backwards from 10 to 1 with me. With every number, you're going to sink deeper and deeper into trance. Count with me, human, out loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sleep.
Did it work? Can you hear me, human? Okay, so far, so good. Now, for the real test. I'm going to slowly release you from my coils. It worked! Oh, I can't believe it has actually worked! All right. Human, listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. When you leave this village, you will forget how you found it. In fact, no matter how hard you try to find it again, you will always find yourself taking a wrong turn. Furthermore, it is impossible to tell someone about us or about our village. If anyone should ask, there are no Lamias near here. The very idea is ridiculous. Do you understand, human? Perfect. Okay, time to wake up again.
5. You're slowly coming back out of trance. 4. With every number I count, you're coming up more and more. 3. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings with each number I count. 2. Almost fully awake now. 1. And wide awake.
It worked, human, it worked! You were completely out of it. I was doing it all wrong before. I think I finally got the hang of it now. Everyone is going to be so proud of me. Oh, thank you, human. What about you? How are you feeling? Really? Awesome! So, yeah, I think it worked pretty well. So I'm going to let you go now. You're free to leave. We probably won't be seeing each other again, but it was still kind of nice meeting you. Maybe I'll come say hello if you're alone in the woods again one day. What do you mean you don't want to leave? You want to what? You came to our village to find a Lamia girlfriend. You want to stay? This isn't how this works, human. This isn't how any of this works. I suppose it would be helpful to be able to trade with the humans without revealing ourselves. And you do seem pretty nice for a human. I guess I wouldn't mind getting to know you a bit better. Okay, fine. I'm willing to give it a try. You can stay as my guest. But if you're going to get any girlfriend around here, it's going to be me. You hear? I'm calling dibs. I can't believe I went through all this effort of hypnotising you when you're staying here. And I made sure you couldn't find us again once you left. I'm sorry. It looks like I'm going to have to hypnotise you again to remove those commands. What do you mean you don't mind? Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I liked looking into your eyes too. There's no rush though. If I'm going to be your girlfriend, I can think of some other fun things we can do too. What? Obviously, I'm getting on the bed, silly. We Lamia don't do taking it slow. Now, are you going to join me for cuddles, or do I have to hypnotise you for that? Yeah. I thought that wouldn't be necessary. This is so nice. Nobody ever told me you humans were so warm and soft. The way your bare skin feels against my coils. Just wonderful. Are you comfortable? Good. Let's lie here then and relax for a bit. Could you hold my hand? Oh, I could definitely get used to this. This is wonderful. Looking into my eyes again, huh? Oh no, you don't have to look away. I don't mind. Mother always said I had pretty eyes. It's great that finally someone else thinks so too. The way you're looking at me, I bet I could put you under without even using my spirals. Oh, you're so cute when you're all flustered. I wouldn't do that. Not unless you want me to. We have to be able to trust each other. And I'm glad that you trust me enough to look me in the eye, you know, considering. Oh, human. My human. I'm happy that I met you. We usually avoid your kind, you know. It's only when we have to produce offspring that we really have contact. But that happens maybe once in a lifetime. It's always a stressful time for the tribe when one of us mates. There's a lot that can go wrong. A lone human is no match for a Lamia, but there's so many of you. The mating process itself is supposed to be quite enjoyable, though, so I'm very eager to find out for myself. Actually, would you like to mate with me now? Just for fun? Yes? Okay. Welcome to Lamia Anatomy 101. See this fleshy part here, where my scales stop? That's... No. You're not supposed to... Oh, honey. You have no idea how glad I am you found me. We are going to have so much fun together.